T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. The Score celebrates 30 years. WSCR in HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Station. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's voice of the fan for 30 years.
The Score!
The first place Chicago Wolves return to the Allstate Arena tomorrow night, and we'll be honoring the healthcare heroes out there. If you are a medical pro, visit ChicagoWolves.com, get those free tickets, and cheer on the Wolves to another victory. We are Chicago. We are hockey. We are the Wolves.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Yeah, been a great time. We've been broadcasting through the Hyundai Score Studios, and it's brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them. Want to thank Evan Thomas for getting us up and running on Twitch. Very twitchy today. And I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this thawed out Thursday.
Yeah, how about it? 20 degrees.
Warm up.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Bring all the beer in off the fridge. Put it in the fridge. It'll be too cold up. No. Still frozen. I want to thank our executive producer, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
It's Chicago, baby. Come on. Eat this pizza. Let's go. Lumal Nathis, let's go. Come on.
Okay.
And Ray Diaz, our maven of sound. Thank you, Ray.
Give me the hot sauce, Vooch! Give me the hot sauce!
The Vooch is on fire.
Boss!
Wow, okay. And we have Dan Bernstein ready to talk to us, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Dan, are you ready to talk to us, or are you holding out again?
What's up, Dan?
Holding out?
Sometimes you just have a little wobbler and you won't talk. Your lower lip curls over and you don't say anything. I've been there.
No, I was very interested to discuss a lot of these head coaching possibilities. And I just, the whole thing that we do in this, and is, it's really preposterous, the narratives. It really is, this idea of all of a sudden we have strong feelings about people we've never heard of or don't know anything about. And we take little strands of information and then say, well, I heard this, and therefore now I think this, because the process almost demands it. And I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm always fascinated why that bothers you and why you push back at that. That's what we do, Dan.
Believe me, I understand it. But I think it's also incumbent upon us to appreciate and make note of the absurdity while we're perpetuating the absurdity. I've always thought that it's that understanding how, taking a step back and just looking at what we're doing, like, I don't like Matt Eberflus. Matt Eberflus could walk into the room and you're not going to know who he is. And yet you have a strong feeling about what he does and why he's the right person simply based on what makes it into what we're able to find out. I get it. I understand it. But, you know, we're going to look 3 years from now, and we'll look back on all the nice things that everyone says about everybody, and we'll decide that we pretty much feel blandly good about it. And either they'll tackle people or they won't, or the ball will bounce somewhere or it won't. And we'll see. It was Dan Quinn, this magical Pied Piper of assistant coaches, who the moment he gets the job whistles on his flute and they line up behind him and bring their wisdom into the building. I don't know. We base it on what we know, and I will say that your discussion of slavish devotion to scheme when it came to Matt Nagy had me thinking more and more about what Mike Lombardi told you yesterday in passing about Matt Eberflus and the Dungy, Lovie Smith, Rod Marinelli defense, and how tightly he cleaves to that Tampa 2 that we know so well. Like that, if you're a Bears fan, if you're a Bears observer, that's in your bones. You know when it works and when it doesn't work and why it works and why it doesn't work. And I don't know that I want to see that again.
Well, I'll just say this about that point. Early on in the process, I was exploring who is this Matt Eberflus guy and talking to people who have worked with him. I use the comparison. Well, you know, that sounds a lot like Lovie Smith. Or then I would say, well, no, think more Sean McDermott. And then we're always making comps because if you want to call it absurd or whatever, but that's what we do.
Right.
But it was also pointed out to me that before you go too far and compare the Lovie Smith, Rod Marinelli type of thing, he's more the word that was used multiple defensively in his approach and more flexible in terms of the football dogma defensively that they apply. So I don't know if that would be something that would be as inflexible and create the same sort of obstacle that Matt Nagy's scheme created in progress here. I would be willing to give him the benefit of the doubt there.
I guess I would too if he's not married to that being the end all be all, because we know that when you have elite talent at the critical positions in that defense, it looks awesome. When you have Urlacher, when you have Rondé Barber, when you have Tommy Harris or Warren Sapp or Charles Tillman doing the special things that work on that defense in a one gap defense, we know. And when you don't, it's really ordinary and immensely frustrating to watch teams march down the field when you can't cause the turnovers you need to cause, when you can't get the interceptions, when you can't have them make the mistakes. It's a frustrating way to play defense. But I know that when idealized, like every system, when you have all the right people in all the right places, it can look awesome.
Yeah. I think what's really interesting is whomever they hire, whenever they hire them, and I'm hoping it's today, we're going to zero in and we're going to know all sorts of things about that guy. But it's incumbent upon all of us to remember where this team is at, how they need to improve, and what it is that works in the NFL.
Why are you hoping it's today?
Because I think that it should be today.
Why?
They're done. But because I've never believed that. Do you believe that Ryan Poles is going to expand the coaching search?
I think it would be nice. I think it would be nice to know. It would be nice to know that he could if he wanted to.
Well, maybe.
Otherwise, it's all kind of a farce. Otherwise, it's like, hey, this is our guy in charge. He's in charge. By the way, we've done all the interviews. Here are the finalists. That tells us the truth about who's really in charge.
But David is right. I mean, it is certainly conceivable that on his list of guys, Dan Quinn was high. You know, he has a mutual friendship with the quarterback that brought Dan Quinn to a Super Bowl. So maybe he always liked Quinn. Maybe that. I mean, I don't know.
I don't either.
But if he hires him, I don't think I'm going to look at it and say, you know, oh, what a setup this whole thing. And you know what? Even if he hires Jim Caldwell, and everyone concludes they got Polian's guy, I'm just going to, okay, here we are. So what happens now? How are you going to help the quarterback? Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah,
what
I don't,
is your staff?
I don't want the opposite. I don't want him to expand it just to prove he has power,
right,
and just to make
right.
this a measuring contest where he's like, look, I know you guys produce this, but now I'm in charge. Now I'm going to go interview my people and just do it for eyewash. I don't want that either. If it so happens, like, it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility that this list of coaches is this list for a reason, and that a lot of people around the league had an understanding that there are some people who are ready for this job, and there's not some infinite number of people, that there's an understood hive mind when it comes to the guys who are in that group.
Yeah, and I think Mully says today because it seems to fit a logical pattern. And you know, I know he got the job Tuesday, and that wasn't that long ago, and yet several news cycles, and in the NFL world and sports world, those news cycles likely would have produced something in the way of a rumor or report or request for information, or even like a contact between Ryan Poles and Eric Bieniemy's representative or whatever. So, and we haven't heard that, Dan. And so I just think that when you look at that, if he's not going to expand the search for the reason of optics, so he doesn't get compared to Ryan Pace when Jim Caldwell fails like John Fox did, whatever you want to describe it as, I think it feels like today would be a logical day to name the head coach of the Bears.
Well, let me ask you this question then. And this, there's no right or wrong answer, but when it comes to the race to build a staff, and there are a lot of jobs that need to be filled, and we know that some people are better at these jobs than other people are, would you rather name a head coach to get a jump on that and make sure that you are, you've got a, if you could be guaranteed a higher level of staff competence, would you, I don't want to use the word rush, but would you make the speed of the hire a priority? Or would you say the head coach is so much more important than those assistants that it's incumbent upon the team to be deliberate and not hurry the process for somebody who's could be the most important person in your building?
Dan, haven't they been deliberate? Don't you think they've been about as deliberate as you can imagine? Going over, what was it, 15, 16 names? I mean, that's a lot. That's pretty deliberate.
It seems that way, but we don't know what's being, how they're asking. All we have is the reports of what they're asking these guys.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Right. What's the biggest professional mistake you've ever made?
You know, it's a fair question. Here's what I would think. Number one, you don't, if you feel uncomfortable about anything, you know, you make a decision based on the head coach. You don't make a decision based on assistants who may or may not be there. I think, as I had somebody tell me throughout this process, that may be overstated sometimes. You worry about the head coach. And I also think this. We're in Chicago, and as we have established, the skepticism for the Bears is deserved and earned and goes over time. But if you're looking at this from the outside, I think that you evaluate the Bears the way they have gone about this, probably in a way that is more positive outside of Chicago than we're zeroing in on it in Chicago, because we have seen them mess up before and we expect them to do it again. But this search has been pretty professional and actually pretty efficient, even though it's been a little bit longer and a little bit wider than maybe people anticipated.
I think that's kind of you, because we also, when we read like the stuff that Colleen Kane and Dan Wiederer posted in the Tribune, they include their anonymous league sources who are questioning whether the Bears know what they're doing. And that keeps leaking into some of this, that we're very close to anonymous league sources.
I think everyone is questioning what the hell the Bears are doing, and we have for 30, 40, 50 years, for God's sake.
Yeah, but specifically in this process.
Let me give an example, Dan. When George McCaskey showed up at O'Hare, Mully's first reaction, my first reaction, your first reaction, like, oh my God, are you really? Is he going to embarrass the franchise that way? But talk to somebody yesterday, not in Chicago, employed by an NFL team that believed that kind of sincerity was refreshing. And boy, their owner would never do something like that. And so I think it's a different way to look at something. And I respect somebody interpreting in the way that I don't. But it's not a consensus necessarily, because what we think is clumsy, they think is folksy. So there are two ways to look at everything.
Because then we're projecting our own personal histories too, and this is how, like, I would like the Bears to be less insular and personal and folksy and more big business, because I've always thought that was a headwind for them. I've always thought that the homespun familial connective nature of everything with Virginia leading the way has always held them back. And if this is more, maybe there are some people who think it's cute. I don't need more cute. I wouldn't mind somebody jetting down there and scooping somebody up and going to a private island and landing a helicopter in a Bond villain's lair and downloading their football information. That kind of thing would be fine with me.
Jeffrey Bezos is not picking up candidates at baggage claim.
Why can't Amazon buy the Bears?
This is when ownership and the style and nature of ownership is something that is always. I've got like an allergy there because of so many missteps and so many things that just feel weird and wrong. They're allowed to get stuff right, and there's a ton of luck involved here. I just don't want to fall back on chance and luck as being the reasons why I'm hopeful.
Yeah, and that's fair. I just want to – what I'm saying is let's go. Hire the guy and let me move on to the next discussion because, frankly, I don't think there's going to be any added candidates, and I think they're going to hire one of these guys, so let's get to it. And you know what? The less I think about who's in charge and how the collaboration works, the more I'm going to concentrate on the football, and that's what interests me.
Dan, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
So I always like on Mondays you come in and – you admit the fact that for 3.5 hours on a Sunday afternoon, you turn into a meatball fan a little bit. You get
a
caught up
bit.
In.
Yes.
Oh, okay, a lot. Yes. A lot. So, are you willing? Do you think that you can be persuaded by a coach that, let's say, Dan Quinn gets the job? He gets in front of the microphone.
Oh, I guarantee
he wins
you.
The press conference. Will you let that happen?
I mentioned that. I said, if they hire Dan Quinn at the end of that press conference, we're all banging our heads against lockers, helmet on or not. Like that's the way he is. Whether that means he's going to be good at his job, I don't know. But that is one thing where I am prepared. I've baked that in already. I've already baked in, if Dan Quinn is hired, that's going to touch all the buttons. And I've got to be aware that I know he's going to do that. That I know that there's going to be some of that, you know, let's go! And like, okay, football, Bears, let's go stomp on people.
And that's when your reality check is going to be necessary. Because it's not going to be all as great as he's going to imply that it will be. It's not going to be as emotional of an experience as, you know, there's going to be some intellect involved. That's when you're going to need the reminder.
Yeah, and look at the roster.
Right.
That's the thing that it's. Right. There's a lot of work. There's a ton of work that needs to go into this. And the other thing about the Quinn hire too is it obscures what they may be doing. Another thing that we're aware of as it's happening, and that is the pendular philosophical swing that teams make of, we did this and now we don't want to recapitulate this. We're not going to hire Mike Kafka and we're not going to do the offensive guru, whatever it may be. So here's a defensive guy. Now they think about the defense. They'll build from the lines out. Meanwhile, that doesn't change the fact that this is a quarterback-centric league and the single most important thing on your team is Justin Fields and his development, no matter what defense you run, no matter what Dan Quinn wants to say about how they're going to stop people and do all this stuff. It's still all about Justin Fields, and I don't want that neglected.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Caldwell?
That's why I want to get to it, yeah.
Yeah, and Dan, if it's Jim Caldwell, we will supply the coffee for the press conference.
Okay, I'm there. And maybe he'll say all kinds of reasonable things and we will nod along reasonably and think that this was a perfectly understandable and positive hire and the Bears have put in a very high floor. And that may be what they do.
Right.
I don't think that's going to be your reaction.
Why?
Cuz I think you're not going to be happy about it.
I don't know. I don't really see a negative to Jim Caldwell. I really don't. I don't see intense positives. I'm not going to be like, yeah! But it's really hard the moment they hire Jim Caldwell to start screaming that they screwed up. I'm not going to throw Hub's pen.
No, no.
Right?
I think you give everyone their opportunity. What I'm saying to you is I'm ready for that to go. I'm ready for that to happen today. Let's go. And then we got all day tomorrow to talk it over, and then we can think about it on the weekend and come back, and they'll be putting together their staff and interviewing people down at the Senior Bowl or wherever the hell they end up. I'm ready to go. Let's go.
Okay. All right. I mean,
aren't you ready to go? Don't you want some of this to finally happen?
I don't know. There's nothing that says it has to happen now or tomorrow or next week. I just get it right. I want them to get it right for the right reasons, and I want them to explain it in a satisfying way.
That's what I want. I want to hear why.
Yeah.
I want the whys.
Oh, God.
David's right. We should be hearing from the GM. Dan, we should hear from Ryan Poles today.
That would be great. I would love for him to speak on his own.
Yes, and
not have them diffuse everything. Have him speak on his own and have him talk about it. And in between interviews, pop out and say, "This is the kind of thing that we're doing. This is who we want and why we want it. And this is what our vision is to have parades in this town as befits this team." And then we all feel better about wasting all our lives in so much horrible football. Briefly.
Well, you wouldn't have to say that. I mean, in so many words.
No, don't add that part.
I'm not asking him to say that part.
In so many words.
No, but we'll think that while he's saying
paraphrasing.
That's our job. You know, just sort of fill in the negative spaces there and meet him halfway on this. But this time represents hope. This time, the period paragraph. This time represents hope, and I don't mind extending the hopeful time. I lived this when they fired Pace and Nagy. I only got 4 hours of optimism before they screwed it up again. So at least if they don't name a coach, I'm not going to be miserable. So I don't mind living in the limbo. It's okay.
Oh, Bears!
What have you today, Dan?
We're going to talk all of this over and be in our Bears feelings a bit. There was some really good stuff from Robert Mays and Lindsey Jones on the Athletic Football Show talking about Ryan Poles as we try our best to get to know him. Cody Westerlund will give us the latest on this weird time for the Chicago Bulls right now. We have the Midday Midway. We have Anthony Heron in for a couple segments. And near the end of the show, I want to celebrate something really, really, really good. Wholly good. I'm not being sarcastic. A sports thing that is entirely good.
Great. Have a good
show.
All
right, buddy. Enjoy.
The Vooch is on fire.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.